This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in studio, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Also, you can join us on the phone lines. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you want to talk about encryption. Right now, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Chairman Richard Burr, is saying that there needs to be no really way to protect yourself. He says the government should be able to send a request to Apple or Android or Google and have them decrypt all of your encryption.
Or any other tech company.
Right. Or anyone else who's created encryption technology. And so that's a proposal on the table. We haven't really gotten too deep into that. We've been all over the map, talked about immigration as well. So you're welcome to comment here.
Right to travel.
Yeah, right to travel. Whatever happens to be on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Skype in at username lrn.fm. Let's go to Hal is on the line in Texas. Hal, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hal.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hey, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you are on the radio.
Okay. I just wanted to say briefly that this is a scam, and every electronic hardware engineer in the world knows it's a scam. The level, first of all, no real enemy, and I'm also formerly with Army Intelligence, no real enemy in his right mind would use the encryption that's available commercially. I don't want to get into technology, but it has been deliberately sabotaged in order to prevent people from sending secret messages.
If that's true, then why is the government making such a big deal about it?
You'd have to ask them, but I'm telling you, it's a farce.
You're claiming there's what, backdoors in all existing encryption technology?
What I'm telling you is that true encryption for military purposes wouldn't have anything to do with this commercial technology. Because it's too commonly known.
Are you saying that PGP is bunk?
I don't even know what PGP is because I don't mess with that stuff.
Well, so how can you claim to be so knowledgeable if you don't even know anything about the topic? I mean, you're just saying that you believe the government.
Can I finish my statement?
Please.
If you want to do real encryption that cannot be broken, get yourself a scientific calculator. You can't use a computer because the high-level programming languages don't allow these functions to be performed. You have to get down to the hardware level. Get yourself a Hewlett-Packard or similar scientific calculator. Look at the logic functions. There's three of them. One of them is called exclusive OR. It's abbreviated XOR. That's how you do it. And there are six cash rewards on the Internet right now with a blogger from Hawaii by the name of Michael Rivero. He has had these six encrypted messages posted with a cash reward for several years because he did it the right way. And nobody has ever claimed those rewards. I don't pay attention to any of this so-called encryption nonsense because it isn't. If I wanted something encrypted,
this sounds paranoid
I guarantee you it would not be broken.
I gotcha. Well, okay, Hal, so basically you have one way that you believe is an effective way to encrypt, and that's fine. Maybe that works, and maybe it works very, very well. The average person isn't going to go ahead and roll their own encryption with a scientific calculator. They're going to choose an encryption technology that is trusted industry-wide and worldwide, like PGP, which is what Edward Snowden, by the way, recommended to folks for those who don't know, is the guy who came out and revealed all kinds of secrets about the NSA spying on Americans, and Edward Snowden said PGP is the best option for encrypting.
Snowden also said that there are backdoors in a lot of the current technological stuff.
Yeah.
But you should only encrypt using a scientific calculator. How do I then send that via email to someone on the other side of the planet?
That's not what I said. What I said.
You said use a scientific calculator for encryption.
what I said, that the easiest way to demonstrate it is to use a scientific calculator. If you want to send really encrypted messages, you program in machine language. That's the only way you can do it correctly on a computer.
You that is not something that is accessible by anyone except people who know what you're talking about, and that is probably a percentage of a percentage of a percentage of the American and world population. But thank you, Hal, for your call tonight.
If you want people to use encryption, you have to make it easy, and basically you have to make it idiot-proof.
Well, that's a problem, though. I mean, so I agree with you. The simpler it is, the more people will be able to use it. That's true. But on the other hand, usually the simpler it is, the more likely that there's something wrong with it. To some extent, at least, PGP...
Signal is very easy to use.
It is, no
doubt. When the other person has Signal, it's encrypted.
And Signal is pretty good, from what I understand. PGP is a little harder to use than Signal, but PGP is sort of the standard for encryption from also what I understand. I'm not a machine programmer, so I don't have the ability to go in machine language and construct my own encryption code from scratch, basically, is what it sounds like this guy was arguing for.
I thought he was saying send the message in machine code.
Well, you know, this is where we're both getting lost, Daryl, because you and I are not programmers. We don't really know how to program machine-level code. I did a little bit of programming when I was in high school with Turbo Pascal 5.5, but he's talking about programming the language that the programming languages use, basically.
Right.
You know, turning on ones and zeros at the binary level. And sorry, that's not acceptable for not even the average person, but for even most computer people. Most computer people can't do that. Like, I can build a computer from scratch, but I don't have the ability to, well, not from scratch, but from parts. But I don't have the ability. So I'm like more computer illiterate than the average person.
You mean you're more computer literate?
That's what I meant to say. I am more computer literate than the average person, and I still don't have the ability to do what that caller was suggesting.
Right.
So, and also it sounded like he was paranoid as well, basically saying that, well, all these other technologies, they're bunk, they're BS, the government's behind it. I mean, I'm kind of putting words in his mouth saying the government was behind it, but it almost sounded like he was saying that the government has some sort of access to these things. And the way you can prove that that's false is by looking into the code. A lot of this encryption technology is open source.
Right.
And so, all right, I don't know how to program, so I can't really do this. So I have to trust people that I do know who can do this and who have done this to look inside the encryption technology and to look for those back doors, to audit the code, to look and see, is this legitimate or is there something that's wrong with this? And that's what is happening right now, and it's what's been happening. There's actually a program called TrueCrypt, which is one of the world's sort of most renowned forms of encrypting data. It's no longer being developed, unfortunately. There was a weird end to TrueCrypt where the authors of the code actually put up a website update or a blog update saying that people needed to use Microsoft's encryption, which seemed really suspicious considering you wouldn't want to use Microsoft for encryption because they're like working with the feds.
I don't want to use Microsoft for an operating system. Why would I use them for encryption?
It didn't make sense why they would do that, Daryl, so it made it seem like they'd been, I don't know, infiltrated, or they were trying to make it look like, hey, don't trust anything we do at this point. Don't trust our most recent code. And so some people audited the previous TrueCrypt version that had been released prior to them sort of going down the drain, and they found that the TrueCrypt was a solid encryption platform. That was what my understanding of what had come back. So, you know, you never really know for sure, but when people like Edward Snowden, unless you can do the auditing yourself, but when people like Edward Snowden, who are trusted worldwide for giving you honest information, say PGP is the one thing the NSA has a real tough time with, that they don't like it, that you should use it, that carries some weight with me.
Now, there's a theory that I've read, and I'm only mentioning this because you said that, you know, people like Edward Snowden are trusted. There's a theory that Edward Snowden is, you know, secretly a CIA plant, and whatever documents he released is false information.
Well, the good news is PGP's
and he's encouraging people to use PGP, which is actually, you know, like the most vulnerable.
No.
And all of this other stuff.
PGP's been around and it's been trusted by the security community for a long time, is my understanding. Edward Snowden's just the latest in a series of security experts to say that it's good. But again, unless you can audit the code yourself, you have to choose an expert to trust.
Right.
Or unless you can do what our last caller said and program your own encryption, which probably isn't going to work that well, considering that a lot of these other ones have been programmed for a long time and have been vetted further. Toll-free number 855-453, plus the guy on the other side needs to know how to decrypt it as well. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, most text message marketing services are cumbersome to use. Lots of manual entries required to add and remove subscribers. But with TextFire, your customers can subscribe or unsubscribe to your text messages simply by texting a keyword of your choosing to your number. And by the way, you can use a real local number, not one of those short codes that you might be familiar with in the rest of the text messaging world. You've got unlimited subscriber lists with TextFire, and you can use different lists for different types of customers, or even have a staff list, for instance. So if you've got a small business, this is perfect for you, or maybe a church or a civic group. People as or a group as small as 100 or as large as 2,000, anywhere in that range, TextFire can help you out, and they do a great job. Go to TextFire.com, T-X-T-F-Y-R-E, TextFire.com. Free Talk Live listeners like you get your first month free. All you have to do is text FTL, like Free Talk Live, to 877-792-7418. That's code FTL. Text that to 877-792-7418. Or you can call them at 877-792-7418 and mention that you heard about TextFire on Free Talk Live. Again, TextFire.com, T-X-T-F-Y-R-E.com. Right back to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Loretta in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Loretta.
Hi. I'm calling about immigration a little bit.
Sure.
And also because I'm a little tired of being insulted whenever anybody talks about why we have any laws at all in this country. You try to make them sound like they're idiots because they believe in the laws of the country and everybody breaks them, so why should we even have any? But when it comes to immigration, my grandparents were immigrants. In fact, my daughter is an immigrant, and she's in Norway, of all places, which is a nice socialist country. But my analogy for you, if you don't believe in any immigration laws at all, is when you get home tonight, why don't you just leave the front door to your house wide open so anybody can walk in? And you know why? Because if you leave your house unlocked, everyone will come in and take all your stuff. And basically, everyone in the world would come to the United States if they could. And we're the most generous country in the world. We give more aid and allow more people in than any other country on the planet.
So you're arguing against welfare, not immigration.
No, I
says she likes socialism.
No, you know what it is. I think that people who believe in, I don't think that Americans are so stupid that everybody who is against illegal immigration is against immigration, period, and they're hard, cold people. Most people just want to have some sort of control over who is coming in the country and when. Now, when my daughter went to Norway, they don't just let you in. You're only allowed to be there for 3 months. They come and they pick you up and escort you out of the country if you overstay your visit. And not only that, you have to have a contract for a job for a specified amount of time to live there unless you're a student.
And so what you're saying is the U.S. should be more socialist, more like a socialist country.
I'm saying is that you can't say, I'm tired of being insulted as an American because we have some laws that...
Some laws? Do you know how many laws there are in the United States? You couldn't possibly read them all in your lifetime, lady.
Well, you're right. And you know what? I believe in less laws. Frankly, I think
Okay. Every
time they write one, they should take one away.
So how can you hold that position then?
Let's just stick to immigration. Let's talk about all laws and going all over the map.
Well, that's the problem, though. You said earlier that you wanted to control people, right? You want to control who comes in.
Control immigration is what I said.
That's controlling people, okay, because when we're talking about immigration, we're talking about people. So you're saying you want to control people. You shouldn't be surprised, Loretta, when you yourself find yourself controlled by other people's laws.
We already are. And I don't go to another country and expect them for me to make up the laws that I want to respect.
So because somebody has enslaved you, you want to enslave others, right? It's only fair. I don't know if you heard my question, Loretta. You want to control other people.
Hold on, you're both talking, and I can't hear either one of you.
Loretta, I don't think you heard my question earlier. So you want to control other people, and you understand that you yourself are being controlled by the fact that other people want to control you, right?
I think you're using the control word to make it cute and smart. I'm not talking about control. I'm talking about following a law. A law is something that people respect when they go to other people's countries. And when you go to another country, if you say, oh, you're trying to control me, I don't want to follow your law, they throw you in jail and you never get out.
All your precious laws are opinions backed by guns. That's all they are.
No. Laws are something that the people write. In this country, we have a constitution.
That's BS.
In Congress.
You've never written a law.
Way too many laws.
You have never written a law, have you, Loretta? Come on, admit it.
Yes, I have read a lot of laws.
No,
written.
You said the people write the laws. I'm asking you which laws you wrote.
No, I said write a law. I thought you said read a law. I know what laws are.
Didn't you just say that the people write the laws?
She did say that people write the laws.
Yes, people in Congress write the laws.
Oh, people who aren't you and I, then. Why should I respect what those people say?
Because somebody had an election, Ian.
At all. You know, you're right. Don't respect Congress. Don't respect anyone.
I don't.
And you, when you leave work tonight, get in the car and drive as fast as you want and go do whatever you feel like.
Yeah, I'll run through some red lights, too, while I'm at it.
The way you call it, the analogy that you're throwing out there is that anybody who follows the law is being controlled, as if there's some big puppeteer up there moving us all. And you're the free one. You don't believe in any laws. And anybody who does, they're just idiots.
You're putting words in my mouth, Loretta. No, you're putting words in my mouth.
We believe in principles, and that principle would be the principle of non-aggression, meaning that we do not initiate force or fraud against other people.
And I believe in natural law. I believe in the law of consequences and actions. Huh?
Look, you're the one who just said force and fraud. I never said force and fraud. You said that.
I know that's what I said. I said that we abide by a principle, and that principle is the principle of non-aggression, meaning that we do not initiate force or fraud against other people. That's the principle that we live by. I'm not saying that you're advocating for fraud. You're advocating that people follow laws, which are arbitrary things written down by elected officials and backed up by people with guns.
Well,
and at one time in this country, Loretta, it was illegal to assist someone in seeking to escape from a slave master. At one time in this country, it was illegal if you came across a slave to not return that person to the person claiming to own that other human being.
What would you have done in that circumstance, Loretta, if you came across an escaped slave?
Well, you know what? If that's how you feel about it, then why don't you go to Africa right now? Go to all these places.
You'd turn them in, wouldn't you, Loretta?
Go to India.
Hey, Loretta.
Going on today, and you tell them that.
Loretta, we've heard that one a zillion times. Look, would you turn in the escaped slave?
Changing the subject again.
You just don't want to answer because you might actually have done it. Thanks for the call tonight. Sometimes you can get these law-abiding people to admit that if they came across an escaped slave back in the 1800s, they would have turned him in because it was the law.
Or somebody's right. Somebody running a diner that says, yes, I would not have served certain people at my lunch counter.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's hard to communicate with people of that particular mindset. It was almost like talking past her.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You just obey all the laws you want to. See how that works out for you.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the Radio Waves Live Saturday edition, continuing here with Ian in studio.
And Daryl.
You can also join us toll-free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. Encryption, that is one of the topics on the table, but it's ended up moving into immigration as well. And the law, this reverence for the law, these words that men and women who you don't even know write down on pieces of paper. Sometimes you voted for them, but most of the time you probably didn't. And somehow that means that you have to do what they say because they've written it down. Well, it's actually the men with guns, of course, that try to ensure that you do what those laws say. And, of course, some people can, kind of avoid being punished if they're politically connected or they know the sheriff or whatever. So we all know the laws really don't apply evenly amongst the populace, like especially if you are the sheriff or you're one of the police. You know, the laws very rarely seem to apply to those people. They get away with committing murder and rape and arson and things like that.
Or if you're related very closely to a judge.
That usually helps as well.
Or if you are a judge.
So, you know, and then we can look back in the past, as you did a moment ago, Daryl, pointing out that some laws that did exist in the past do not exist now. Like, for instance, the laws that prohibit that basically made it illegal to assist runaway slaves.
The Fugitive Slave Act.
Yeah. And there were people who disobeyed those laws. And I say rightfully so. I think that good people should disobey bad laws.
Yes.
And that ultimately, you know, juries should also reject bad laws as well. So
and one thing that most people forget is the segregation that happened in the southern United States up until like the mid-1960s. That wasn't just racist business owners. It was the law. You had to, because some group of men and women, mostly men at that time, that were elected officials, wrote some stuff down and said, you must do this. You are prohibited from serving whites and quote-unquote coloreds in the same business.
And because that was that was legal, right? It was
right.
They made that legal. That doesn't mean that it's right, does it? Just because something has been made legal doesn't mean it's right. Just because something has been made illegal doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Right.
And there's so plenty of examples of this in history, and still plenty of it today, like the fact that in some places having a certain plant is legal, like in Colorado and Washington State, now Alaska as well, and Oregon, I believe.
Oregon.
It's legal to have...
Most of Washington, D.C.
Yep, that's correct. It's legal to have the plant known as cannabis on your body, but if you cross an imaginary line into one of the other states, then that same plant in that same pocket becomes a... Well, it could be a felony. It could be a misdemeanor, depending on the state government there. So was
and
it
the
right,
quantity.
Was it right in Oregon and then all of a sudden wrong in, let's say, Utah or something like that? So you tell me. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Frankie is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frankie.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's
first
on your mind?
Of all, as a black guy, if I got caught by that lady that was on the phone before, I would hope she would return me. because my God, I probably would hang my damn self if I had to listen to her any longer.
I heard you.
Anyway, sorry about the curse word.
No, you're good.
Anyway, I was calling about one or two issues. I can't for the life of me, as an African-American, understand any minority group that supports Donald Trump. I know it's off topic, but it's basically on his immigration stance, that we should send everybody back to Mexico. But really, the bigger issue with me is why the media we have, when it's all closely defined as a liberal media and blah, 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 no one does any investigation about the real Donald Trump. I'm from New York. I'm a native New Yorker. I grew up with a man all across the headlines. He said some really derogatory things his entire life. I'm 35, so he's been saying that as long as I've been living. Where are those statements? Where are those quotes? Where are his business dealings with Saudi Arabia, his business dealings with China, that he just called an imperialist nation and we should get rid of it? Listen. How much business does he does with Carlos Slim, which is the, you know, one of the wealthiest men in Mexico? You know, those business dealings are never brought up in the New York Times, never brought up in the so-called liberal media. I'm not understanding for the life of me who supports this guy.
I think most of the people that support Donald Trump are people that are secretly racist or outright racist, because I've actually had conversations with people where they say, well, Donald Trump says a lot of what I'm thinking. And I said, a lot of what Donald Trump says is racist. And they say, well, somebody recently told me when I said blah, 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 that I might be racist. And I'm thinking, yes, yes, you are.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and it's actually funny that you, I guess it all kind of intertwines, but his slogan is make America great again. I'm like, well, hold on. It's funny you brought up slavery earlier, because that's what I thought about when when I heard his slogan, make America great again. Well, at what America are we trying to go back to?
Yeah, that's a good question.
He never actually gets to that point. Are we trying to get back to the Reagan America? Are we trying to get back to the Clinton America? Or we want to go back to Abraham Lincoln's America? I'm not sure.
Most people idealize the 1950s and think that the world was as depicted in the Andy Griffith Show.
That's right.
It wasn't?
That's right.
Now, there was segregation back then, too, wasn't there?
Yes.
In the 1950s. So, I think you're right, Frankie. That's an important question to ask is, you know, when people are hearkening back to some previous time, is exactly which time were you hearkening back to and why were you hearkening back to that time? Because you go far enough back, then blacks were three-fifths of a man, you know, back in the constitutional days. Certainly, I wouldn't want to be going back to that.
And I know, I don't mean to cut you off, brother, but and this is my last topic. But as far as African Americans, you know, being an African American and, you know, being very supportive of my people, this Black Lives Matter movement, while I agree with about 5% of what they say, I can't for the life of me don't understand why, you know, our so-called Negro leaders, as Malcolm X used to call them, such as, you know, Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, I don't understand why they literally keep dodging the question of black-on-black violence. Now, it may be wrong, you know, and it is wrong that, you know, a young brother gets killed by an officer, you know, but what right does that give our youth to keep having their pants hanging off their behind, keep using the N-word to loot and pillage their own community because they're angry at the... Listen, you know how many times I didn't got stopped by the police? I didn't got arrested for things that I've never done. Now, I served my country for 12 years, and I was still arrested. I literally... just retired from the service, and I was on my way home from finishing all my paperwork. I got pulled over, and I got arrested for suspicion of drunken driving. Now, I didn't have anything to drink but orange juice. It didn't matter. I was in
suspicion
the wrong
of driving while black sounds like that to me.
Just out of curiosity, are you near Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, I'm in Conway.
Okay, yeah, I used to live in Myrtle Beach, and I remember when the mayor of Atlantic Beach, which is a tiny little, like, four-square-block town right near Myrtle Beach, she got stopped in Myrtle Beach, blew a 0.00, and was still convicted of drunk driving.
God. Frankie, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Diane. She's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Diane.
Really, am I on?
You sure are. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I've been listening to your show for a few months now, and I like it because it's making me think.
Cool.
And, you know, giving me a different, it's kind of like moving my brains around, making me think and force, like, to think things through.
Good, good. I want you to continue with that line of thought here. You can tell us what you were calling about in moments. More with Diane. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here. 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Join us.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Live Saturday show. You may join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you could save 20% on every purchase you make from here on out at Amazon, would you? Would
yes.
you choose to do that? I say yes as well, Daryl, and that's why I've been using SaveItPurse.com for almost an entire year now. I've spent, I don't know how much there, but I've bought like 26 purchases. It's been several hundred dollars that I've spent, and I've saved a few hundred bucks as well, because I've saved at least 20% every time, sometimes as high as 30 or even 45%. That's my peak, is 45%. Some have gotten 50% off through SaveItPurse.com. The key is, the catch, if you will, is that you have to use Bitcoin to get these amazing discounts. So start at SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse, SaveAtPurse.com, and start saving big time on Amazon, because why wouldn't you want to do that? Let's go back to Diane. She is back with us here on Free Talk Live, saying that you've enjoyed listening to Free Talk Live over the last few months, that it's gotten you to think about things. Go ahead, Diane.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I'm just wondering for, got a question for people like myself that are wanting to dig a little bit more to understand what you're talking about. Are there any books or pamphlets available? What do you suggest?
There are actually a lot of good books, and I happen to own a publishing company, and I publish some of them. So I would highly recommend The Law by Frederick Bastiat. I would also recommend, if you want to sort of delve in a little deeper, would recommend No Treason by Lysander Spooner. And
these are older books. I tend to not recommend older books simply because sometimes they're written in a language that can be hard to digest these days.
Okay.
I mean, if you're good with old style language, then those two books are fine books. If you want something that's more modern, I recommend Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart. It's now in its, I believe, fourth edition.
Fourth edition.
It just came out this year, the new fourth edition of that book, and it's available, of course, through Amazon. And
she also has, Dr. Ruart has a book, Short Answers to Tough Questions, which is a very good book. And, you know, it's one that you can pick up and just flip through at your leisure. It's not something that you would necessarily read from cover to cover.
Right. Okay. That's
there you
good.
Go. Yeah, I hope that helps. And by the way, Healing Our World, there's the original version of that's available free online. So if you go to her website.
Ruart.org.
Ruart.com. But either way, you can actually go, I think you can go to books.freetalklive.com and it'll take you to a page with some useful books like that on it you can actually download for free. There's all kinds of information about libertarianism out there, but I think Mary Ruart's Healing Our World is a good one because it's written recently, it's written in a more conversational style, and it's loaded with facts and it's cited as well. So all the claims that she makes, she always has a little citation next to it where you can go and you can dig in and read what she was, you know, where she was getting that information from. Anything else you want to share tonight, Diane?
Sure. Just a little information about the Free State Project and possibly how it relates to, or is it, maybe that's a question, maybe not a statement, to Liberland.
Liberland.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I heard about it once, and then I go, like, wow, like a new country? What is going on with this?
Let's explain Liberland for our listeners who don't know what that is, because most of them probably don't. Liberland is a plot of land between Croatia and Serbia. It is approximately 3 square mile area, basically swampland in the Danube?
Off the Danube.
Yeah. It's not a particularly great piece of land, and it has been sort of no man's land for a long time, wherein there's technically no country that claims it. So there's this group of people, the Liberlanders, if you will, who have gone in and they've sunk their flag into the swamp there, and they've claimed that land as Liberland, and they are trying to build their own country. Unfortunately, the Croatian government doesn't seem to appreciate that, and they've been arresting the Liberlanders when they've been trying to actually go onto this particular plot of land. So it has been a rocky road to say the least for the folks in Liberland, but I'm excited by it. I think it's a great idea, and I wish them the best of luck with their project. The Free State Project is a little bit different, a lot different. Okay. The Free State Project is the idea of migrating libertarians and voluntarists, people who love the ideas of liberty, and of course liberty being, you know, your freedom to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt somebody else in the process, basically. The idea being to let's concentrate people in this one place, this one geographic area. New Hampshire was chosen out of a vote of 10 potential candidate states all within the United States. New Hampshire won overwhelmingly back in 2003, and ever since people had been moving there. So unlike Liberland, where no one actually lives in Liberland, we've had over 1,500 people move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are now over 18,000 people who are pledged to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Once the Free State Project reaches 20,000, there'll be a 5-year window of time where those 20,000 folks have to move here. So Liberland's more of like an idea for the future.
Okay.
The Free State Project is something that's happening now. There are people who've already moved, and there are thousands more who are going to move, and they've already had a tremendous impact here inside the state. Free Staters have been called the single greatest threat to the state by people who love the government, and so we're an actual threat to the state, which I think is a good thing. And you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. Diane, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
And I've got one more book that I definitely want to recommend. It's my most recent book, and it's actually my memoir of how I came to the ideas of liberty from being basically a conservative Christian. And that book is A Rebel's Journey, My Path to Liberty. It's a very short book. You could sit down and read it in maybe 2 hours.
And one could order that through your website, which is fpp.cc.
Also could order it through Amazon.
Oh, yes.
Using the affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com.
Because you only take Bitcoin on your website, right?
I only take Bitcoin. Or if they want to use Bitcoin, they could get an even bigger saving by going through Purse and getting probably up to 20, 25, 30%.
So the book was A Rebel's Journey.
A Rebel's Journey, My Path to Liberty.
Over at Amazon by Daryl W. Perry.
Yes.
Our toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. We're big fans of the Free State Project. We moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Daryl, you moved from Texas. I moved from Florida.
I'm mover 746.
I'm mover 420 or something like that.
Well, you're in-state number 420. And then they realized, oh, wait a second, we were giving all of these people mover numbers and forgot that there were 100 or 200 and something people in the state before right. people started moving.
What happened there was the Free State Project had this vote that I mentioned earlier where there were 10 states from which to choose. And so obviously some people already lived in those 10 states. And so the people who already lived in New Hampshire were already in state. They obviously didn't have to move when right. New Hampshire won. And New Hampshire won pretty solidly because there's a lot of great reasons why New Hampshire won. And I would recommend you check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire movie. It's an hour-long documentary film that anyone can go and watch for free at 101reasonsfilm.com. Because books aren't for everyone.
Right.
And 101reasonsfilm.com is a great way to go and check out why New Hampshire is the greatest place for liberty already and is only going to be better after thousands more Free State Project participants move here. Byron is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Byron.
Hi, how are you? Okay.
Welcome.
I'm kind of nervous. I've never called.
Okay.
I've listened to you guys a few times.
Don't worry. It's just us here. No one else is listening right now.
Oh, I wish that was true. Okay. No, not necessarily. My question is, you're going to have some sort of cultural paradigm, aren't you, in this thing that you want to start? The free land or something?
You're talking about the Free State Project?
Free State Project. Isn't there going to be some type of paradigm that makes the rules and says everybody has to do this, that, and the other, or there's some kind of penalty?
Well, I can't speak for everybody.
Anything go? Like garbage anywhere?
No, I can't speak for everybody, but generally libertarians have a high respect for property rights. And so, no, you would not be able to just throw garbage everywhere because then you'd be polluting somebody else's property.
Well, then what about people that need medicine and things like that? How are you?
That's
going
why
to
charity
things
exists.
Like that? Medicine.
So, you know, some of the things that government does today, other people could do on a consensual basis, like helping people in need, helping poor people, helping homeless people, helping sick people. All of those things can be done on a consensual basis through mutual aid societies.
And right now there are a lot of regulations that prevent people from providing that charity.
But what about lawsuits? Say, for example, somebody comes to you in plea for like a treatment of some type, a medication of some type, and it goes bad, and then there's a lawsuit. How are you going to handle lawsuits? Who would they be handed over to?
These are pretty good questions, and they deserve more detailed answers. There's a great book out there called The Market for Liberty that talks about how things like the justice system and the court system could be done without a government monopoly. I mean, most people know that monopolies are bad things, but yet they accept a monopoly control over courts and monopoly control over things like protection services and fire protection. And we're just saying open that up to competition. Let it be done on a consensual basis, and don't force everyone to use the same solution. Thanks, Byron. There's more coming up on Free Talk.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.